Time for a bit of a dad joke session with Murray Olds, who joins me. Good morning, mate.
Yes, very good morning to you, Nick. You were just saying off air about dad jokes. I mean, there was a national joke foisted on us in the last election. We saw him in action on Monday night. This, of course, was the Q&A appearance of the One Nation Senator-elect Malcolm Roberts. And I didn't see it on Monday night. It was too late for me. So my wife and I, we sat down, Annie and I sat down last night and watched it again. This guy is as real as a $3 bill. This guy is as credible as a vegetarian shark. What's the matter with him?
He's absolutely over the top. Now, of course, the thing that got everyone excited was him going toe-to-toe with Dr. Brian Cox about climate change.
That's right.
All on Q&A on Monday night. And, of course, Brian Cox, a very, very smart man. He also has an Order of the British Empire. He's got an OBE for services to science. He had the data there. He had the graphs. He wanted to have a proper conversation about this.
Malcolm Roberts didn't want to know.
What did Malcolm Roberts say after that?
He just waved it away. He said, no, all that data's corrupted. By whom? Asked Cox. By NASA, said Malcolm Roberts. The best line of the show came from Linda Burney, who was also on. She just said, oh, be quiet. Just be quiet. But here's the thing. We're stuck with this clown for 3 or 6 years. I mean, I love the review of the appearance of Cox and Roberts that appeared in the Sydney Morning Herald. They said the world's most famous senator perhaps was the horse that Caligula sent along. But now we've got this donkey from Queensland. This guy is just off the planet. You were just explaining some weird spelling that I hadn't caught up with.
So for a little while there, apparently he stylized his name, Malcolm-Ewan, his middle name, colon Roberts, the living soul.
Right.
And apparently that was part of, it's a bit of a weird thing that might be related to the idea of people being sovereign states. That's not entirely clear, or sovereign citizens, rather. It's a huge, weird movement in the US where people think that they are outside of control of the government by declaring themselves sovereign citizens. I've been trying to read up on it in the last couple of weeks. It's very confusing stuff.
Mate, everything this guy said was confusing. I mean, I sat there, I tried to follow it. There was no distractions. We were sitting on the sofa watching this. He didn't make any sense at all. In fact, there was a mathematician on the program, Lily Cerner. She said, here's the quote, "You don't ask your architect to read your medical charts, just as you don't ask your accountant to perform surgery. Why are you, some crackpot from Queensland, challenging a guy acknowledged by his peers as one of the world's foremost climate scientists?"
Now, I know that Roberts is next coalface miner. He's obviously got sort of,
What, a lump of coal fell on his noggin.
What was Greg Hunt, our former environment minister, once nicknamed the Minister for Coal? What was he doing? He was on the panel at the same time.
Not cited, Your Worship. Nothing to see here. Move along. I mean, what a waste of space. I just cannot believe that the people of Queensland have foisted this nut job on us. We pay this guy minimum $199,000 a year, plus $100,000 postage, plus bloody air tickets and so on. He should just be locked in a soft rubber room somewhere and not allowed to come out.
Now, and of course, this is all on the back of the coalition trying to change Senate election laws to remove some of this. So we lost Ricky Muir and got this guy instead.
Ricky Muir is a Mensa candidate compared to this fellow. This guy's been doing push-ups under parked cars, poor old Malcolm Roberts. Don't you reckon? Just said nothing that made any sense. Here's Cox holding up graphs. He says, look, I've brought along this material to show you, to demonstrate what you're saying is incorrect. He just waved it away. And the quote from the fantastic Herald, the Herald Review, he said, he waved it away like a taxi driver discussing the finer points of Roger Federer's backhand. just beautiful.
It is beautiful because, of course, this is the thing. We see climate change deniers screaming, show me the data, show me the data. And when they're showing the data, they just deny it. Or in this case, in Robert's case, say it's been corrupted by NASA, all people. Oh, it's one step away from... I'm pretty sure he probably believes the moon landings were fake.
Oh, but Cox asked him about that, and he said, see, he looked at the audience, Senator-elect Malcolm Roberts looked at the audience and said, see the way he's manipulating this? See, No, we don't. No, we don't see it. No.
No, we don't at all. Murray, you're right. There was no time for dad jokes when we've got a joke like that in Senate.
Just a clown.
But I will give you one. I'll give you one dad joke.
Go on.
Why is milk the fastest liquid?
I don't know.
Because it's past your eyes before you even see it.
Oh, I love it. I got one for you. Bloke turns up late for work. The boss screams at him, "You should have been here at 8:30. Why, says the fella, "What happened at 8:30? After a long career in the circus, the human cannonball tells the ringmaster he's going to retire. "No," says the ringmaster, "please don't. Where am I going to find another man of your caliber?" A guy goes into a bar whooping and hollering, "Line him up," he tells the barman. "The drinks are on me. I'm celebrating." "Why, what's happened?" says the barman. "Well, I just finished a jigsaw," says the fella. "Only took me 6 months, all over the moon." "What's the big deal?" says the barman. "You shouldn't take you 6 months to do a jigsaw puzzle." "Sure did," said the fella. "On the box it says 2 to 4 years.
I met a girl the other day who said she recognised me from Vegetarian Club, but I've never seen her before.
Bon, all right,
let's leave that there. You'll be back very, very soon with the news headlines.